folks. You're listening to the Adrian Lozano Show.
Can you just say, hey, Adrian, where the hell have you been?
Hey, Adrian, where the hell have you been?
I'll tell ya. I've been busy. So very busy. How busy? Ask me how busy.
How busy have you been?
I've been so busy.
The thing with the most pepper.
Hello and welcome to the Adrian Lozano Show. This week on the Adrian Lozano Show, we're going to talk about three trailers you should check out. That's right, three trailers. What are they? First and foremost, we've got X-Men 97. That's right, X-Men 97. I've been waiting for this since 1997. We've got X-Men 97. After that, we've got another trailer, Deadpool 3. Deadpool and Wolverine. Come on, can't go wrong with that. You can't, you could, because they did, but we're not going to talk about that. This is the second time these two characters are getting together, live action style. Hopefully it doesn't suck. I don't think it will. I think it's going to be what we want it to be. The third thing, I'll give you a trailer, but the other thing that I'm excited about, the Fantastic Four. We got a little blurb, a little post saying who the cast is going to be. I'm going to go through that. My thoughts and feelings on the cast. Why does it matter? It doesn't, I guess. We'll just see. I got hopes for the Fantastic Four. I can't wait to check out the Fantastic Four. It's going to be amazing. Didn't I say I had three trailers for you? I'm getting a little sidetracked. I'll get around to this other trailer. Have you seen the Bob Marley? We'll talk about the Bob Marley trailer for that Bob Marley movie that came out on Valentine's Day. I haven't had time to watch anything. Have you heard about Lisa Frankenstein? I want to see that too, man, but I haven't got to it yet. Damn it! Janet! Ah! Okay, so this X-Men 97 trailer is like oozing fucking nostalgia, like hardcore. It's crazy. They've got the little metal figurines from these like cast iron like figurines on the top. Fuck. it's awesome. I guess we're gonna go through it, and it's like key points. It looks like they're leading on that Xavier is going to pass. I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe they do a fake death. But I don't know if they would kill off Xavier like that. I don't know. We'll see. We see the Morlocks are back. We see the Daily Bugle. Who gives a fuck about the Morlocks? I know I don't. Really selling it that Charles is dead, but I don't know. Because they had Morph pretend to be him in the last episode. Anyway, Gambit. Gambit looks so cool. Morph being this chameleon head. Morph design looks pretty cool. Storm with a mohawk. I'm just watching the trailer, just enjoying it. I'm looking forward to this. Bishop's going to be there. Jean's pregnant. Rogue's back. Everybody's fighting Sentinels. Wolverine's getting his claws charged. Like, that's so badass. It's just, it looks so good. Yeah. When something's good, you can't shut up about it. If you haven't seen it, if you don't know anything about the X-Men, fucking check it out. Like, do yourself a favor and check out, it's the best. It's so good.
So, how are things? Hope things are well. Hope the episode's enjoyable so far. It's currently Thursday, February 29th, and it is 48 degrees and cloudy with a high of 49 and a low of 45. Coming up next, we've got the Talking Heads. I'm Casey Kasem. Oh, man. That guy was amazing. So many cases of music. Anyway, welcome back to the show. What are you doing July 26th? I know what I'm going to be doing. I guess I could tell you. So, if you're... I don't know, able to do it, it's always best to get early screenings. Sometimes those happen on a Monday. Sometimes those happen on a Thursday. But, no, a special screening is usually like before Thursday. Anyway, so I try to get to it Thursday night. If I can see a movie Thursday night before it comes out on Friday, that's what I'd prefer to do. Like, that's what I'd rather. Last movie I got to see ahead of schedule was The Flash. I got to see that. And I got a free comic book. Pretty cool. Don't think I ever talked about that. I don't talk about a lot of things anymore. For some reason. Anyway. Going back to July 26th, Deadpool 3 is coming out. Deadpool 3. Gonna be Cameo City. Cameo City. I'm looking forward to it. I enjoyed the first two. Especially enjoyed just the idea of them taking another shot at Deadpool versus the X-Men Origins version. So I like them both. Probably the second one would be the better story. But the first one's a love story. Yeah. If you haven't seen any of these Deadpool movies, they're worth watching. Get yourself ready for the third one. I can't wait to see Hugh Jackman coming back. Like, that's the main thing. I just recently rewatched Logan, and it's fucking amazing. Like, it just holds up so well. I don't know. It's just, you watch it and you're like, damn it. He's about reading a comic book in a bar. It's hard to describe.
I was rambling on earlier in the episode about
not being able to shut up when you're enjoying something. It's
quite the opposite. It's difficult to describe something when it's good, especially at first. Even over time, some certain things stay good, and it's just because they are. Because you gotta, you know.
Anyway, July 26th is when the movie actually comes out. I'm looking forward to seeing it before that. And yeah, the
trailer itself looks good. I mean, looks good as in it gets you excited for the movie. It's a good teaser, but it also raises a lot of questions. I feel like that's a good teaser thing to do, is raise a lot of good questions. Like, how the hell did Shatterstar come back? How much of the TVA are they going to explain to us? I personally wasn't a fan of the Loki shows. Or the Loki, the Loki seasons. I didn't like it. It just... it just didn't hit it for me. Just like the Secret Invasion. That shit was awful. The Marvels, actually very good. Enjoyable. Plot's a little far-fetched, but then again, it is a superhero movie, so why not? Just because they can. Let's see here. Yeah, if you haven't seen Secret Invasion, don't waste your time. Like, oh, it's not worth it. However, the same actor, his name escapes me right now. I'll have to look that up real quick. But the same actor from Secret Invasion is in Bob Marley, the One Love Bob Marley movie. So I thought that was pretty cool. Oh, fuck, what's his name? Kingston? Kingsley? Fuck. Okay, I'll have to look it up. I can't remember. I could do it now, I guess. Anyway, I'm trying to stick to one thing at a time. Deadpool, Wolverine. Like I said, it raises some questions. What's going on? Why is it that he's looking at clips of the actual, you know, Marvel Universe? I wonder how many fourth wall breaks are going to be. Because we've, spoilers, we've already seen multiple versions of Deadpool where he's talking to like a handsome version of himself. And he's also got like a little dog for Dogpool, which is a weird story. There's going to be Deadpool variants, but there's also going to be different versions of the Fox universe. There's a bunch of old X-Men from the first series of films that are coming back. But these are all rumors, so I would like to find out as much as I can. But for the time being, just this teaser and what it gives us, it barely gives us any Wolverine. But how much of him are we going to have in the actual movie? I mean, I think it's going to be a buddy comedy. Like, I think it's going to be, you know, what do they call it? I'm looking at my acoustic guitar like it's going to tell me something. Come on, help me out, buddy. What's it called? Double feature? No, that's all right. Anyway, it's Duolingo. That's what it's called. Oh, man. I was way off. Samsonite. Good shit. So it's his birthday. Wade Wilson's birthday. And he invites the weirdest fucking people. So he must have gone back in time and saved all these people. I don't know. It's... I hope that for the time travel's sake, there's more of, I guess more interdimensional than there's time travel. He's coming from one universe to another, and I know they're going to address it. I'm glad they have a different TVA agent. I'm glad it's not Owen Wilson. That fucking guy. He's in enough stuff. Like, we could use another actor. Yeah, really cool shots of him loading his guns. A lot of him going head-to-head with the TVA agents. So I'm not sure what their stance is in all this. If they're the bad guys or who the ultimate bad guy is. We shall see. A lot of speculation right now. I'm doing my best not to let any other sources influence me too much, I guess. Whatever the fuck I'm doing. Like, I don't want to give somebody else's opinion as my own. Like, my own personal things. At this point, it's like, oh. Thanks for tuning in and listening to the Adrian Lozano Show. This dude does it. Oh, fucking Pyro. That's right. Pyro comes back. So, I'm really curious to see what other mutants are going to pop up. But seeing Pyro gives me hope that it's going to be a bunch of people that you don't expect to come back. Rumors of Chris Evans, Fantastic Four, you know, Johnny Storm coming back, like, that'd be fucking pretty cool. And then he gets killed off by Deadpool. Come on. That'd be unexpected. Very unexpected. Ultimately, I'm looking forward to it. So, July 26th. That is the day. Okay, all right, we're moving along. We're getting through this. We are making it happen. Now the next thing we got to deal with is the Fantastic Four. So what was the previous release date? We all remember. Well, a year from that date that I was talking about, on July 25th, 2025, that's when we are getting the Fantastic Four. The Fantastic Four. Fantastic. So we've got Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards. Guy from The Mandalorian. Been in a bunch of other stuff. I'm not too familiar with him. I haven't seen The Last of Us. Honestly, I've only seen a few episodes of The Mandalorian. Haven't seen it all. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Fucking Star Wars right now, man. I don't know. I guess. Lately, I feel like I don't have the energy to watch anything new. So I just take comfort. I recently rewatched the war between the Dominion and the Federation. It's so goddamn good. It's so good. Anyway, the Fantastic Four. Vanessa Kirby, awesome. Awesome selection for perfect. She's perfect. Like, I'm not disappointed with anybody. Everybody they picked is perfect. Spoilers, I love everybody. I think everybody's great. But I'm not familiar with, you know, like, I'm not familiar with the whole cast. So, for me, it'll be interesting. I want to see more. I've watched, like, some of The Bear. Oh, so the other guys, what is it? What's his name? Moss. Is it Bacharach? Second. And welcome back to Fantastic Four Talk. I'm your host, Adrian Lozano, and today we're discussing the rest of the cast. So The Thing is going to be played by Eben Moss Bacharach. Bacharach? Oh, fuck. Anyway. And then Joseph Quinn is going to be playing
Johnny Storm. Damn. I don't know, man. I'm not familiar with Quinn as much, but I've seen some of The Bear. I've seen the first season of The Bear. So, feel qualified to judge this guy now. I'm excited. Pardon me. Let's see here. The main thing I want out of this, I guess, is I want it to be serious, but I feel like they're gonna inject some of that cheese whiz humor. Some of my least favorite lines. In fact, my least favorite lines are all of War Machine's lines in general. I was gonna say in Endgame and Infinity War, but just that guy's dialogue sucks. Whoever's writing for him, it just sucks. There's times where his jokes come in or his comments come in and it just derails the scene. Keep an eye out the next time you watch an Avengers movie with War Machine in it. Just be like, this guy's just not, he's just not hitting it right. And I guess that's the way he's written. Like, it's just almost like on the verge of uncomfortable. But I'm one to talk. I love uncomfortable moments. I enjoy making people uncomfortable. Hell, that's why I started the show. So back to the Fantastic Four. I'm excited for them. Let's hear it for the Fantastic Four. Hip hip hooray! Alright. What? So Galactus is the bad guy that they're throwing back and forth. Initially I heard Antonio Banderas. Banderas, but I don't know if he's confirmed or not, because when they announced the cast, they only announced the four members of the Fantastic Four, so everybody else is kind of still up in the air. We'll see. But so apparently this, I guess, picture, this postcard of the Fantastic Four features them in the 60s, and also you get to see Herbie the Robot. I like the idea of having Herbie there while also having the Human Torch. Really big fan of the Fantastic Four cartoons. The old school ones where they go up against Magneto and they beat him with a wooden gun. That's some crazy shit, man. I think you might be able to find that episode on YouTube of Magneto versus the Fantastic Four. It's awesome. Let's see here. I'll be happy with whatever they give me, quite honestly. I'm a diehard Fantastic Four fan, so anything that they throw my way, I'll be happy to consume. So we'll see, because I've seen everything but, like, the Roger Corman. It was never released, but I've seen the Fantastic Four movies in theaters. I saw Silver Surfer at the drive-in theater. Let's see here. That was pretty cool. Huge ass screen. Anyway. I'm excited. It's like, yeah, really elaborate. It's hard to describe. This is something that I've been a fan of since I was a little kid. One of the first What If comic books I ever had was What If the Fantastic Four. It was four stories in one, so it was like, What If the Fantastic Four never got their powers? What If the Fantastic Four all had the same power? What if they were... Oh, what was it? One was they had no powers and they ended up working for S.H.I.E.L.D. The other one was they had switched powers, I believe. Then there was another one where they were all monsters and Sue was Man-Thing, which was crazy. And let's see here, if my memory can serve me right, it's been forever. It's like I said, it was one of my first What If comics. One of my first comic books in general from my memory. Memory's a little foggy, folks, but I digress. Anyway, I can't wait to see how good of a job they'll do. And we'll see, I guess. Hopefully we get to a little bit of Fantastic Four and Deadpool. But I think it'll be more X-Men related. Be X-Men heavy. Yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting. Alrighty. Let's say we move forward into the last trailer. Let's do it. See the movie was the Bob Marley One Love trailer, which is, you know, like, it's a biopic. Now I just have to say one thing about a biopic. The best biopic or musical biopic ever is Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story. That fucking movie is so goddamn good in every single way. It blows so many fucking movies out of the water. You think fucking it's just a simple parody? That's all it is? It has no substance? You're wrong. It's not making fun of Walk the Line. It's taking everything that... Because it's not just a spoof movie. Like, it's its own thing. Like, it does borrow heavy from that, but it borrows heavy from a lot of things. My favorite... Currently, like, I'd love to do an episode where I just talk about different actors that have played Elvis in... different movies. Also want to see Priscilla. Fuck, there's a lot, there's so much shit to watch, but so little time and motivation to do it all. Anyway, One Love came out February 14th. Shit, it looks good, but like I said, if you haven't seen Dewey Cox, see Dewey Cox. It's so fucking good. But I'm definitely going to watch One Love. I want to throw another trailer out to you. If you haven't seen this, check this out. Well, obviously I'm going to mention Godzilla. I'm a huge Godzilla fan. Godzilla Minus One, a must see. Now there's this other Godzilla X Kong where they're fighting two other monsters. And Godzilla's got pink power, pink energy for some reason. He starts off blue. And then we see him when he's running side by side with King Kong. It looks interesting, man. Completely off the topic. I definitely would love to see a Pacific Rim 3. But I would also like to see some of those Pacific Rim mechs cross over into the Godzilla world, where it's like, oh look, just so happens these giant machines have been here the whole time, or the first generation of the Jaegers. That'd be awesome. It's like a Kong 2 or Kong 4. How many times did I say Kong? Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. Also, there's a little baby ape. They don't really give you a good size, a good like perception of like how big the baby ape is compared to like, I don't know. I didn't see a good comparison. Anyway, he's just like a taller. He's just like taller than a. He's like 8 feet. He's like, oh, make him like 10 feet. He's like 10 feet. Look at that guy, he's huge. He stands next to a person. He's like, oh, he's not that huge. I don't know. We'll see. I'm bad with numbers and height measurement. It's like, do you have a 20-foot ladder? I sure do. It was not a 20-foot ladder. Not even close. Anyway, I'm getting off subject. Let's go ahead and recap. What did we talk about today? We talked about if you're gonna make a milkshake, try Ovaltine malt. The chocolate malt? It's delicious. But what else did we talk about? We talked about Deadpool. We talked about the Fantastic Four. We caught up with each other. Told each other about all the things we've been doing. We laughed. We loved. Maybe not loved. We definitely talked. I definitely rambled on. Said a lot of things I wish I hadn't said. Said a lot more things I wish I really hadn't said. Can I take them back? Probably. Will I? Fuck no. Alright. This has been Adrian Lozano. I'm getting ready to sign off. It's late. I got work in the morning. But I wanted to do an episode and tell you to check out all this shit that I've been checking out on occasion. I've been watching The Sopranos, man. Just because I can. But I also have no time, so I catch an episode here and there. It's almost like it's, you know, it's almost like TV, like back in the day. Oh, it comes out every Sunday night. Oh, when can you watch it? Oh, I can watch it for like maybe one episode Sunday night if I fall asleep, then maybe finish it on Monday morning. Then I gotta go. Oh yeah, Lisa Frankenstein. I want to see that. It looks cool. I was not impressed with this chick's performance. What's her name? Cassie Lang? That's her real name. I wasn't impressed with her performance. But then Quantumania. But then I saw her in something else and I was like, oh shit. And then I saw her in this. Oh, I haven't seen it yet. But then I saw the trailer for Lisa Frankenstein and I was like, oh shit. And then I had a friend of mine tell me that it's directed by Robin Williams' daughter, and I have yet to do any more research into it, but the concept seems cool. Like, I don't know. Like, nepotism aside, like, you just, you know, are interested in new artists, like Duncan Jones. He directed, I'm pretty sure I've talked about this on the podcast before, but the movie Moon with Sam Rockwell, that's a badass movie. If you haven't seen Moon, check out Moon. Holy shit, you know what I've been listening to? That the last couple of albums that I've listened to that have been like really like surprisingly good. This is the part of the show where I recommend music. You know I love Spinal Tap. You know I love me some Spinal Tap. But I've just focused on the music from the movie because that's all I had time for or whatever. One day on a random search or a random suggestion, Break Like the Wind, the album. Fuck, man. It's good shit. It's damn good. I don't know why I just forgot, because I remember pursuing all things Spinal Tap, but when you look for things, I guess, as an adult or later on in life, you're more thorough, just in general. You just aren't. And you also are more focused on what you want to hear. And so Break Like the Wind is my album recommendation for this week. It's good shit. It's right up there with Simpsons Sing the Blues. No, that'll make people think it's bad. Because that Simpsons Sing the Blues, you have to be a real big Simpsons fan. Real big Simpsons fan. Because I enjoy Simpsons Sing the Blues. As far as like, I guess nostalgia, Spinal Tap, one of my favorite bands. Right up there with Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Ah, Hedwig. Alright, I'm starting to ramble again. Let's see here. I want to thank everybody who listened all the way to the end of the show. Thank you for listening. I hope you check out some of the stuff that I recommended. If not, it's whatever. I won't know. I'll never find out, so it doesn't matter. Shit, Invincible's coming back. Invincible Season 2, Part 2. Fucking watch Invincible. If you haven't seen Invincible, you're losing out. You're missing out big time. Season 4 of The Boys. The Boys is a damn good show. I did not like the first season. It was a slow burn. And it took me a while to get through it, but once I got into later episodes, and then I'm currently a few episodes into Gen V, but I really like The Boys quite a bit. Definitely worth your time. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get ready to go to bed. Thank you so much for listening. As always, if you want to check out anything Adrian Lozano show, just type it into whatever and you should be able to find Adrian Lozano show. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, wherever, whenever, anytime, day or night. And on that note, I shall leave you and say, I shall probably never see you, but I shall speak to you again in the future from the past.